Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer our prayers in ways that glorify your name. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you in all that we do. We ask that we may be mindful of the gift of music as we look at St. Cecilia today, and we ask that we may be open to your blessings so that we may share them with others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the memorial of St. Cecilia. Now, it's interesting for us here in Boston because if you're not from Boston, you may still have heard of one of our major institutions, which is the Berklee College of Music. And that's located right on the corner of Mass Ave and Boylston Street. If you know Boylston Street well, you know that's also where the marathon ends. So it's an interesting place in that whole area, and that's in Boston's Back Bay. So Berklee College of Music, very famous throughout the country and the world, surrounds St. Cecilia Parish. As a matter of fact, they also use some of the parish, at least they used to, I don't know, maybe they have purchased, I don't know, but they use some of the parish property for some of their classes. Well, St. Cecilia is the patroness of music. So kind of an interesting story there. So there was a kind of interesting relation to that, whether people understand that or not. I mean, there are obviously many people who go to Berklee College of Music who may not, in fact, be Catholic, but there are others who, in fact, are. In fact, this is something to keep in mind. You can go over to across the street. It's actually Kitty Corner. What's that? Oblique is a Eucharistic shrine. It's St. Clement Eucharistic Shrine. And occasionally you'll find some college students, some I assume from Berklee, college students at that Eucharistic adoration at St. Clement's Eucharistic Shrine. So there's some real fascinating stories of being in that area. Interesting enough, on the other side of St. Cecilia's is the, I don't know what you call it, the Mother Church. Yeah, the Mother Church of the Christian Science Religion and also the Christian Science Publishing House. So that's on the other side of St. Cecilia's, and that's a whole plaza that's in the center of Boston. So a couple things about that. Now, St. Cecilia is one of the saints that we have in what is known as the Roman canon. And that is actually also known as Eucharistic Prayer 1, but we call that the Roman canon. And she was martyred in an obviously in the early days of the church. She was martyred somewhere around the vicinity of, well, I'm not sure exactly the year. Oh, here it is. It's in the 3rd century. And obviously, in the 3rd century, obviously, was a time when there was a great amount of persecution against the church. It was the early days of the church, and we know the church was severely persecuted off and on in different times, the worst, of course, being between the times, or during the times of Nero and the time of Domitian. And those two emperors, Domitian was in the 4th century, late 3rd century, and Nero, of course, was in the 1st century, and others were, popes were very strong in their martyrdom of Christians, and others were not, so it kind of waxed and wanes as we go. Well, St. Cecilia was martyred in the 3rd century, so around the 3rd decade, or would that be 4th? I guess the 4th decade of the 3rd century. And the way she was martyred is she was one of a group of people who were found to have converted to Christianity. And remember the problem. See, the problem isn't that they were Christian. That wasn't the specific problem. You know, let's say, well, they became Christians, so obviously the emperors killed them. No, it wasn't that. It's in order to become Christian, you couldn't recognize the emperor as God. Think of it this way. I know two totally different civilizations, not related in any sense whatsoever, except for this simple idea. Think of going to North Korea and saying, which I'm sure happens, you refuse to recognize the current head of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, as God, which of course the North Koreans are instructed that he is God. The North Koreans are also instructed that he never, as I understand it, he never, when he golfs, does not get a hole in one. So, because he's God. Well, can imagine standing before him saying, no, you're not God. I worship the true God, who is Jesus Christ. He doesn't, probably not going to go well in North Korea, definitely didn't go well in Rome. And so that's why many of the early martyrs were in fact martyred. Well, Saint Cecilia was one of them, but she was part of a group of martyrs. And the Vatican teaches us that what actually happened is they tried to martyr her in the typical ways, which one of the typical ways was by removing her head, to put that diplomatically, and that didn't work. And so eventually what they did is they forced her into a fire. It was actually that she was asphyxiated from too much steam, and that was it was a fire that caused too much steam. That's what the way it was, and that's the way they decided to martyr her. She became the patroness of music, which is why this whole fascinating connection between Saint Cecilia's and Berkeley in their geography seems to work. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to Saint Anthony Overnight on WEZE. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website. You know it by now, I'm sure. CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can check out all the things you can do over there. CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can check out our Reddit, our subreddit on Reddit, Catholic Audio Media, and you can check out our Twitter, Alston Saint, and our Facebook page. So we got all kinds of things you can get there. And don't forget our Substack newsletter, which is catholicaudiomedia.substack.com. Well, the reading for today, the gospel, is the parable of the 10 virgins. And of course, as you know, 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. But there's something important here that I want to look at. This is the last week of the liturgical year. So the focus is being ready to encounter Christ, as it is for pretty much this month, but especially during this week. But also notice that the foolish ones were not ready. And so they expected the bridegroom to come early, and he doesn't, or at least on time, and he doesn't, and he's delayed. And so they eventually find out that they're not ready. They have to go get oil for their lamps. They get the oil, but they arrive late. But here's something that's really interesting, and I always bring this up. This is what I teach people in the parish. How does Jesus condemn people? Now, there's actually two ways, and it's important for us to understand that technically he doesn't. He says, I didn't come to condemn anyone, but in his parables, how does he do it? And the answer is simple. Because the key is not for what they are condemned. It's how he condemns them. And let me explain to you what I mean. There is no place in the Bible where Jesus says, you did bad things, therefore you will be cast into hell. That is not in the Bible. What it always is, some form or another, which we can also see in this parable, I never knew you. It's always a case of, I don't know who you are. Now, there are two cases I've talked about here before, which we also heard this past Sunday of one of them, where Jesus also gives no response whatsoever. There are two cases of that. King Herod, the bad thief on the cross, never responds to those two people, even though they spoke to him. So that's a reality as well. But when he does speak and say, you know, he usually has a character in a parable, or he tells a story where he is the main character in the parable. It's always a case of, I never knew you, or you never knew me. So it's always that relationship part. That's why it's so important for us to be people of prayer. Now, I talked a little bit about this yesterday. This is why I get really frustrated when people sum up our Catholic faith only in morality. It is by knowing Christ and acting on our friendship with Christ that we live the moral behavior. It's just like, you know, for those of you who are married and you have your spouse whom you love greatly, and that's you act in a different way because of your relationship with your spouse that you may have done before you ever encountered your spouse. You see that? So it's that same thing. We encounter Christ and our life changes, and notice that. So the way he condemns is not by, you did this bad thing, get away from me. It is, I never knew you. We're going to talk more tomorrow on Thanksgiving Eve. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.